All right, so pleased to be joined in studio today. The Huskies football, their homecoming game coming up on Friday. UBC is in town, and joining me is Taz Smith-Windsor and Jaden Engel. Guys, it's great to have you here in studio, but for starters, I want to revisit last week in Alberta. I was at practice yesterday. I had a chance to catch up with Coach, asked him just how good does it feel to have that first game out of the way, especially with a victory.
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for having us. It's an honor to be here, always promoting the Husky football team. It's never a bad time, but to answer that, I mean, whenever you go 1-0 in a week, you're always going to be happy. With us, we have a very high standard, so the little things that go wrong, we tend to focus on those a little bit more, because the goal is and the standard is to go 1-0 every week. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of smiles, a lot of cheering. Locker room was awesome after the game, but we wipe it right away, and it's on to the next week.
Yeah, no, the boys are flying around out there, played well in all three aspects of the game, I think. And it was really good, a good energy, good compete out there. And yeah, we're looking to repeat that again this week with homecoming.
Does it feel, do you have a sense of, you know, a little bit more relaxation knowing that it's another game this week, but you don't have to travel? I know traveling isn't always the greatest in any sport, but does it feel good to finally be back at home?
It always feels good to be back at Griffiths. Especially during homecoming week when we got hopefully 10K, 11K fans out there supporting us. So yeah, I mean, the vibes and the atmosphere around the building, around campus, just in general, it's going to be a great Friday night.
Yeah, homecoming is one that you always look forward to as a player. It's pretty one of a kind in terms of the environment that it is, and you always look forward to it. It's just a super fun game to play in.
One of the questions I asked Scott yesterday was that preseason game. I don't know if you can even call it a preseason game, the one that was called at halftime. Can't control Mother Nature, but how much of that game are you guys going to use to look back at to get a feel of what UBC, what kind of team they are? Or is that something that also kind of gets, you know, wiped? You're going to look at some footage and everything, but is that game kind of too far back in the past and just kind of taking it day by day now?
I'd say with that one, especially because we only played the first half, a lot of our starters and our backups got into the game against their starters and backups, which, assuming the personnel will be pretty similar this week. But yeah, we'll definitely watch that tape, especially they got a new quarterback, Drew Viotto, from down in the States. They have a couple new players. They graduated a couple. So we'll definitely be watching that film. But Coach Flory, his big thing every week is we focus on us. It's always about us. It's not about the other team. Yeah, sure, we'll watch film. We'll get the game plan going. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we got 12 weeks. We think we're the best team in the country, so let's focus on us.
Yeah, I agree with Jaden. I think the game would give us a good baseline of what to kind of expect out of them in terms of personnel and stuff like that. But then again, it's like it's a new week every week, so you kind of just got to reset, start from square one again, just like what you're going to attack on offense and defense, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a good indication, but nothing set in stone, I don't think.
Obviously, with you know, football, you're going to have a different game plan kind of going week to week. But going into this week, how much of your game do you guys have to change, or are you going to kind of stick to the game plan? I know last week maybe you could have used that as maybe getting some of the rust off and not maybe the greatest start, but you guys found your foot underneath and you're able to come back, hold Alberta at only 3 points in the second half. Do you feel like the rust is all kind of shaken off now and you're ready to go? I mean, this is a 7th and 8th ranked team in the country, so it's bound to be a good matchup.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'd agree with you on that. Week one, there's always some moments where you chalk it up. Okay, you know what? We had 6 months off. It was a long off season. We'll chalk those ones up to maybe some rust, maybe some nervousness. But practice this week, being around, the boys are ready to go. They are ready to fire on all cylinders, and I would not want to be a UBC Thunderbird on Friday night, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, there was some rust to shake off during that first game, but you know, like this team's always ready to compete, and I think yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
And finally, you guys, you kind of already touched upon it. You know, it's hard to beat a game like homecoming. First home game of the season, you're anticipating all the fans going to be there. So many kids on campus are going to be talking about the game all week. And, of course, going into tomorrow. How do you two as players try to, you know, you're going to go about your day, but how do you try to eliminate as much of that noise as possible and try to focus on the game? Or is there times where, hey, things are going to happen. You might, you know, get caught up in the moment, but it's all about how you rebound, right?
100%. For sure. I agree with you on Jackson on that for big time. But I'd say another big point that Coach Flory really implements in is being where your 2 feet are at all times. So not looking too far ahead, not looking in the past. Like, yeah, you can learn from the past, but it's always where your 2 feet are. So walking through the halls, feeling that buzz, I've never thought it's a bad thing to soak that up a little bit. I mean, this is our life and this is what we signed up for. So you got to deal with that and put your best foot forward.
Yeah, something that we've worked on this year, I think, is kind of treating every day the same, and like not the same per se, but approaching it the same way. Like, you're going out to practice, prepare as if you're going out to a game, stuff like that. So there are going to be some, you know, nerves about playing on a stage that big, but the way that we prepare ourselves kind of sets us up for success in that aspect.
I could just about imagine what it's like as a player running out onto the field and seeing the packed stadium for homecoming. As a fan, I know it's exciting, and I will be excited for the game tomorrow. Both of you, I can't thank you enough for coming in here today. It's been a good start to the season, and I hope more victories to come. And we all know what the obvious goal is at the end of the season, so I wish you both the best of luck going forward.
Thanks a lot, Jackson. Appreciate it. Excited to see everyone out Friday night. Go Dogs!